Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, listeners. Jack Skipper here, and I'm here to tell you about our brand new Patreon page. Is it a page?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep, page, link.
Page, link, yeah.
Yeah.
Patreon. Patreon.com/ get Jack. Tom, can you take over?
Right. Patreon page.
Right, patreon.com/ get to the good stuff with Jack Skipper.
Yeah, and it will be worth it.
It will be worth
despite
it.
Despite this.
What can you get, Tom?
You get early access and ad-free episodes. Ooh. If you don't like the ads, that is the perfect... That's just number one.
That's number one. What else you get?
You get a bonus episode content, get to the extra good stuff.
Yeah. And did that on that, Tom,
yeah.
Do people get a chance to share their own stories?
They certainly do.
Oh, wow.
You get additional video content, early ticket links to future GTTO. That doesn't work.
Get to the good stuff.
Get to the good stuff live shows.
Early ticket links to get to... You'll get the outtakes from this intro.
It will be worth it.
No, it will be worth it. It will be worth it.
If they do become a patron, what do they become?
Goodens. We're going to call you Goodens. Get to the good stuff, Goodens.
And you will also get a little badge.
Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Right? We appreciate everyone who listens. And if you don't want to join the Patreon, please subscribe, listen, review, listen, share, do that.
Absolutely.
But if you do want a Patreon and go and get all that extra stuff, we love you. I think that was really smooth. Enjoy the episode, guys.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. This sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, maybe.
Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
Now,
my mum was here.
Oh yeah, how was your mum, Jet?
Great. She loved it. She just sat in the audience going, gets it from me. but then I took her, all the different types of shows you have in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Comedy show. But we went to see an Elvis impersonator.
That was sick.
Oh, it was so good.
What era Elvis was it?
He'd done it all, really. But he was just a bloke from Barnsley.
Did he at least speak in the accent?
No, he did. But that's what I quite liked about him. He's like, I know there's a lot of Elvis impersonators, but he was really good. His singing voice.
Was he part of the Fringe, or was he just like in a restaurant?
Part of the Fringe show, yeah.
Part of the Fringe, yeah.
But what he'd done just in between, he just spoke in his normal Barnsley accent. And I think it was quite good. It was like quite funny, wasn't it? You know what I mean?
Thank you very much.
Not very much.
Call it Jack, I've got to say, you're sounding a lot better than your voice note earlier today.
Yeah, that was... We expected the worst, I think. That's why... Not to paint you as someone that we... unreliable, but I did double check to make sure you were okay for the recording time.
Yeah, do you know what? In general, I'm not a late person. I'm quite good at timekeeping, and that was just a pure case of I've had the wrong time, and I've been out all night, so I'm not gonna.
There we go.
You know what it is though? Because I've got my show's at 10:15 at night.
I thought you were about to say it's because I haven't got a bedtime.
do what I want, make my own rules. yeah, so it's like, yeah, I don't get up till like midday.
Lovely.
Really? Do you think you need to do that because of how late your show is?
Yeah, so I mean, because I have like a nap at like 5 PM, then have like a Red Bull.
Right.
I'm just out of sync, really. That's all it is. You know what I mean, and because I'm here, like when I'm back home, I do school runs, things like that. I'm not doing any of that. You know what I mean, so it's just getting up later.
If anything, I suppose, yeah, you're trying to give yourself a routine by staying up late, having that nap. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
Viewers will be on Tenterhooks know, has the running shoes gone on? Has there been any gym action?
Yeah.
Has the water bottle been used?
Oh, I've got the water bottle here.
Hey.
Oh, nice.
Full of whiskey.
Sport and exercise.
Yeah, Jack Daniels and Coke in there.
to give listeners an insight, last week, Jack probably went for about 2 massive cartons of coconut water while we were on. So that's good. You've gone back to H2O. That's good stuff, Jack.
All right, mate. All right. So basically, the other night, there was like an exclusive sort of party for comedians type thing.
Ooh, nice.
So I'm going to that. So I got there, got to the front, and the bloke was like, no, you can't come in, mate. You ain't got a pass. And when I get that, I'm just like, I'm like a dog with a bone. I'm like, I'm getting in here. You know what I mean, it's like you've set me a challenge. I'm getting in here, right? So yeah. I was really, I was probably turning into, come on, mate, we blagging, doing a bit of blagging.
Just start doing the faces.
Yeah. And I was like, it's brilliant. And you know what? After 15 minutes, got myself in, didn't I?
Nice.
Walked in, right? Wrong party.
Oh. How long did you leave it before leaving?
I literally done a lap. I was like, I don't know any of these people here. Like, what is going on? I come out, it was the room next door. There was no problem getting in whatsoever.
That's good. But that's good. That's like testament to you, though. You got into the more exclusive party.
Yeah, well, no, that's the thing. I actually enjoy the thrill of the chase, I think.
Ladies.
Yeah. I love a bit of that.
I'm smelling wedding crashes too. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. That's it. I think, that sense of achievement. got into the wrong club.
So Jack, because like the whole time I've been doing this podcast with you, you haven't really been drinking. But whilst you've been in Edinburgh, you have been drinking. What sort of drunk are you? Are you a nice drunk?
Oh yeah, I was saying this. I just laugh more.
Right, okay. you're not one of those people who goes do you go up to strangers and try and sit with them and go, I'm going to join your evening now?
Nah, well, not really. Nah, I don't. Yeah, I hate when people do that.
Yeah. So someone tried to do it last night.
Oh, where were you?
I went to see James Acaster's show, and it was on the way home. I went to St Pancras, and you know, there's like that little Wetherspoons near the Southeastern trains there. So it's all people like they're still there at like 11:30 at night, having finished work at whatever time. They're in their suits, battered. And this one guy just came over, and it was fine. Like, we got rid of him really quickly. But it just reminded me, like, because I'm scarred from this, because one time this guy came up and was sat next to me and a group of friends, and he wasn't getting the hint. You know, because you don't immediately tell them to fuck off. You just change your body language and hope that they can read it immediately.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, it just got to a point where I went, sorry, mate, I haven't seen my friend in like a few months. We're just having a bit of a catch up. Is that all right? Sorry. And he went, yeah, okay. And he turned around and just started crying. And it was the worst moment of my life.
Christ.
It was the worst moment. Of my life. But then he sorted himself out quite immediately and then went to another table and sat with some other strangers, and I think he was fine. But
called him a pussy.
Wow.
Slapped his book out of his hand and called him a nurse.
I generally don't think you've done anything wrong there.
No, I don't think I have.
that's not on you.
But it's like,
not like you've been nasty to a friend of yours and people are not. Like, you know,
I wonder how he is now.
Oh, God. I mean,
mental scars you've left on him.
Hmm. Or he's got really successful and he uses that as his drive. And you'll tune in next week. You go, hang on, is that him on Diary of a CEO? And then he just tells his story. And the stranger, you know, he could have been nice to me, but he chose not to be. And that's why I sat up this multi-million dollar charity.
I'm never mean to anyone. I never say fuck off. I was really gently explaining, like, look, I don't know you.
Joe is the reason for hashtag be kind.
Exactly, yeah. He set up an app called Pub Buddies, and it's for solo drinkers that want to meet other people. And he's just sold it to Google, and he's made a billion. And it all stems from that night in the Weatherstone.
That's a good idea for an app, because I would avoid those pubs. And I think most English people would avoid those pubs, to be honest.
You know, I was saying to someone recently, you know, when you do that thing, well, you get it a lot in Edinburgh because you're constantly seeing other comedians. And the feeling is the first couple of weeks is, oh, hello, mate. And you stop into that chat. And now there's this agreement where we know we've seen each other. Let's pretend. Yeah,
Edinburgh's like a shop.
Yeah.
A month-long shopping trip.
Yeah, and I was like a comedian I bumped into last week who just got, no, like a couple of days ago, just got here. Obviously, I'm in my fourth week, and they were full of the joys. So yeah. How's it going? I'm like, oh, fucking just leave me alone. Don't talk to me. And also, there's this thing you do. I realize this. When you bump into someone and you have the conversation, you want to get out of the conversation. So you wait for a gap and you drop an anyway.
Yeah. It's perfectly timed.
Yeah, but then what happens is some idiots with no awareness, you'll drop an anyway, and then I go, so how you been? You go, what are you doing? New line of questioning.
I'm doing my anyway thing.
All the questions, man. Yeah. You know what I mean, fuck's sake.
Yeah, anyway. Obvious. So do you know what I bumped into? No, we're not starting something new.
Don't start a new one. What are you do? Are you not? How are you so unaware of that? You know what I mean?
<That's> so Yeah, people that can't read the room. I'd like to think I'm okay at it. I'm not perfect. We're all human.
There's a lot of comedians out there who have that problem.
Yes. Read the room and perform accordingly. Joe, so that was before last night. You said, what happened last night? Did you just get rid of him?
Dispatched quite quickly.
How the did guy you was, dispatch? What you,
the
what
guy
you
was
doing?
Hammered. Once again, very polite. But like, I saw him out the corner of my eye. It was this guy, like, you know, disheveled, like suit, like tie, like half off. And he was walking to a table on his own with three pints at 11 o'clock. So it was like, can't make eye contact.
He sounds made great.
It, like, caught my eye. Oh, so where are you guys from? Just sort of sit and wait for him to leave, basically. He was like, sorry, mate. And he was like, that was fine. He was fine. He walked away straight away. But
yeah,
3 points solo at 11 p.m. is something.
That thing does happen here a lot. Like, so you'll do this thing where you'll be sitting like there's a bar I go to. It's like a sort of roof terrace-y type thing. Mm. And you'll see the person who's gone there on their own looking for a friend type thing. They walk in with, they do the, and then that's when you go, then I do the,
there's loads of things on my lap. I just need to look.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing.
It's like Jurassic Park. Like if they don't move, they won't see you. they still.
See, I like my own company sometimes. So I'll occasionally go to cinema by myself. If I'm on a weekend away, like I'll very often go for a meal just me, you know. And so I hate the idea that somebody's like looking at me going, I would hate the opposite, you know. Oh, join our group. No, God, like,
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want anyone feeling sorry for me because I'm perfectly fine to sit and enjoy this curry by myself, you know?
Yeah, I think I've got quite a good sense of when I'm wanted and when I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, I've got a pretty good, yeah. Is there, you, all that awkward thing when you walk over and the sort of conversation stops.
Oh, God. I fucking hate that. I mean, I think I'm quite good at knowing when I'm not wanted, but I don't make it any better. Like, I remember in my past relationship, like going to a wedding with my girlfriend at the time, and she'd like introduce me to people and then she'd walk away. And I'd just say to the guys, it's like, look, you don't know. I know you don't want me here. You guys are catching up. Feel free to just crack on. I'm happy walking around on my own, mate.
That's great sense of self-awareness, that. That's great.
But there's also no way to respond to that in a nice way. Like,
no,
you,
true.
You can't just go, okay, cool, walk away then, please. You can't do that. So I just...
If you could fuck off, that'd be really handy, yeah.
Yeah. And also, there's this thing you get a lot, not a lot, you get it sometimes in Edinburgh with, like, advice and stuff that you haven't asked for.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Really?
Like, yeah. Especially, like, I don't, like, generally, I don't mind it because you're learning something new, but then it's like, what you should do with that bit is, and you're thinking, oh, I've just watched you bomb. Why are you... But I'm patient. I'm like, oh, okay, thanks for that.
I did it to my... I went and watched my friend Joe when I did pop up to Joe Wells.
Yeah.
And just because I was... I'm very good friends with him. I've known him over 10 years. I did give him... I said, oh, you could actually... I gave him free places for callbacks.
Oh, no, that's fine. I don't like if it's a friend, a comedian you respect. You know what I mean? Like,
it's, I don't know if he respects me. I should check.
But you know what I mean? But just some person who's just like, what?
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? But then sometimes, because you're like, you know, because you're just surrounded by, you talk comedy a lot. Do you know what I mean? So, I think I sort of touched on it last week, you know, when I was saying about just having a chat about football. It's quite nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. But I'm going to see Carl Donnelly got here yesterday. So I'm going to go and, see his show later on.
Oh, nice.
Nice, yeah.
Nice, looking forward to that. And then tomorrow is the So You Think You're Funny party.
Oh, awesome.
I got that.
So,
there you go. Go and see who's taking your bronze crown, is it?
Joint bronze.
Joint bronze. Just bronze. Don't worry about the joint. I don't need to know.
But then I'm doing Leeds Festival Friday.
Nice.
Yes.
Festival Saturday, Reading Festival Sunday.
Amazing. Are you gonna be able to stick around and see some, I don't know, Billie Eilish or whoever's
on? No, I'm gonna head straight back. Well, basically, Sunday I've got to go Edinburgh to Heathrow to Reading, back to Heathrow.
Oh, blimey.
Do a show to then go back home the next on Monday.
You like the bloody roll.
So I'll go Edinburgh, London, Edinburgh, London.
Calm down, Jagger. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
In a plane. Bosh, gig. Back in the plane. Bosh, gig.
Not a helicopter or nothing. I didn't mark one that said no.
Oh, I imagine. Oh, yeah. Oh man, that's going to be quality. Have you done Reading and Leeds before?
No, but I heard they're really tough. So it's going to be so this sort of you know, Jagger sort of, you know, you're saying that it's not going to be as exotic and like, just go to Reading, perform in front of a load of teenagers on Ket.
Yeah. Reading does seem to be a young... I did a very middle class festival just gone. I did Bestival, hosted the comedy tent there. Just this Saturday just gone, and so I took the girls and that was nice. But what one thing is, like, I think I spoke to you about it, Jack, when you walk on, everything that's in comedy that you want, you know, the room, the low ceiling, you've not got that. Everyone's attention. You can hear there's noise bleeds from everywhere, from, you know, the main stage and that. So it's really hard to get people's attention. But instantly, as soon as I walked on, I interacted with a kid, and there's lots of kids there as well. So you've got to be, although they're warned from the get-go, this is an adult comedy show. There will be swearing. There'll be scenes of, you know, sexual
violence.
Yeah.
Sexual what?
Since I don't know what.
Are you
still
doing that bit, Tom?
Yeah. To be fair, Bestival didn't go for it. And I'm really committed to the act out as well. That
Tom just pulls a dildo out of his jacket.
Oh, yeah. my
next bit.
I need a volunteer. But like, so they're all warned, but you do just think, like, I don't want to drop a cunt in front of an 8-year-old. Do you know what I mean? And also my daughter was watching side of the stage anyway, so I don't think she's ever heard me say the C word, if I'm honest. But straight away,
didn't mind the dildo bit.
No, to be fair, she...
but there's no need for that language.
No need for that language. But straight away, I said, "Oh, there's going to be some bad language." And this kid put his hand up. He went, "It's okay. We learned how to sign." Little boy called Stanley. He was a bit of a dude, and he came up. And there's a video of Stanley teaching me how to sign "dickhead," which the crowd loved. And then later on, later on, there was he also taught me how to do Massive Dickhead, which was, I mean, this is not very good for an audio medium. You put both hands on top of the forehead and bring it down like you've got a dick coming emerging from your forehead. So that's Massive Dickhead.
What's Dickhead?
Dickhead is just one hand.
Just one. Oh, so basically what you think is going to be, pretty much.
What you think. And if you want vagina, you just make so almost like the Jay-Z symbol, but down, and then
upside
you cover it.
Upside down Jay-Z.
Upside down Jay-Z across the crotch. And that's right. Vagina. And that was all taught to me by Stanley. But then there was this girl who I started talking to behind him a bit further later on in the gig. And she got a bit lippy, mate. And it put the middle finger up at me. So then I said, Stanley, turn around. Give her the sign. And so he signed Massive Dickhead for me to have in her face. So it was it's a really good experience doing a festival gig. It was a very middle class festival.
Reading isn't, it's just gonna be to say young people.
If anything, because they're families, the pressure's off.
Because
you can just keep making jokes about how your jokes are inappropriate for kids, and or you interact with a kid and you say, oh, what's the worst swear word? Shout it out for the rest of the people. You know, that sort of vibe.
I'll do that. I'm literally going to do a half hour of Oggy, Oggy, Oggy.
I loved, actually, because I saw the lineup for the Reading Comedy Tent the other day. And when we had Laura Smith on, she said to you, have you ever done Reading at Leeds? Oh, it's rubbish. And then I was like, oh, she's playing this year as well.
Yeah.
They don't care. They're not listening to this.
Just go and do it. Yeah, I think that's it.
I think they'll love you, to be honest, Jack.
I've got a TikTok following, haven't I? So I might get in there with the kids
You're either the housewife's favourite, or you're the straight talking for the TikTok generation. You cross the generation divide. That's what I like. There's something for everyone. There's something for mum and there's something for daughter.
Oh, it was nice, actually. The other night, it was I was in a bar with my mum and a comedian and who's been on the podcast before, Josh Bolf. He walked in with his mum.
Oh,
weird things. But like we were talking about it last night. Do you remember when like you was at school and your mum's met? It was like a weird moment when it was like, ugh. So because you have sort of like your life in school, don't you? And then when anything happens outside, do you know what I mean? I remember like my mum picking me up from a friend's house once, and his mum invited my mum over a cup of tea, and I was like, this is weird. You know what I mean? It's strange.
So has your mum gone home now, or is she still up there?
She's gone home. Yeah. So it was lovely. A lovely, wholesome couple of days. It was really nice. Amazing.
Where did your mum didn't stay in the prison that you're staying in?
No. She didn't stay in the prison. She got herself a nice hotel.
Nice. How's it going in the prison? Is it still door slamming and saltless?
They're still door slamming. I forgot to lock the bath, the shower room the other day, and someone walked in, didn't they?
Male or female walked in?
I don't know. It was just
Oh, you don't know, right?
Oh, sorry.
Right. Yeah.
That's how complacent I'm getting. I mean, and also it's that thing.
You've
been
in the slammer too long.
I'm institutionalized. Yeah. I'm like Morgan Freeman, Shawshank. I'm the man who knows how to get things. You know when it's like just at home, you're in your own sort of comfort. You know, you just like if you want to go to the toilet, but I've got to get dressed up to go to the toilet. Do you know what I mean? You just want to walk somewhere in your pants and just, do you know what I mean? Or just you go, oh, I just need a piss, but I've got a shirt on, trousers.
Yeah, that's right. I like to
make an effort when I have a shit.
Dress up.
To splash on some aftershave.
It's a bit like, it's still awkward. But yeah, the countdown has begun, though, so I'll be back.
Indeed. Well, yeah, the time this episode will go out on Monday, and you'll be home by that point.
Unless, of course, you're a good one and you'll be hearing it on Friday, and he'll very much still be in Edinburgh.
So if you
sign up to the Patreon.
Yes. Yeah. If you are a good one and you signed up to the Patreon, you listen to this on Friday and you potentially could go to the Edinburgh Fringe at the weekend. Jack, what show are you recommending they go see? Because I can recommend Ian Smith, Joe Wells, Mark Simmons, Skipper Show. What would you recommend?
Elvis.
on Spotify. just don't go to the fridge. Just listen. It's so much cheaper.
Yeah, that's all I'm nominating. Elvis.
Imagine if Elvis gets nominated for best newcomer at the fridge.
I found it funny. It was funny as well. Better than a lot of the stuff I've seen. Comedy.
If you are a comedian who's seen Jack Skipper in the crowd at one of your gigs, don't be too disheartened. It's not a bad person to lose to, is it, Elvis?
Yeah. No, to be honest, I honestly haven't been to much. I've been to a lot of compilations. I do that because I'm not very good at sitting through the hour. I mean,
My wife is up there, and she said she did bump into it at 3 a.m.
Yep. Just getting the night started at that point.
I don't think she got in till 5 that night.
Yeah, but it's just the way it works here, man. It's just how it goes. Oh, that's what I'm going to tell myself, aren't I? As I'm sitting in a bar on my own while everyone else is in bed. It's just how it is here. Yeah.
Where are you guys from?
Yeah, we asked to leave for the third time now. Go home. It was my mates. Come on. We're not mates, we're security.
Yeah. Don't cry, Jack. Don't cry. Don't ever see you cry.
Right, you're about to hear an advert. If you don't want to hear an advert, you can sign up to the Patreon where you will hear no adverts.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's a group of lads here from Essex. And I've been adopted by them because I've got people always think I'm from Essex, don't they?
So I was going to say, you're pretty much at Essex adjacent, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got Essex vibes.
Yeah,
even people from Essex think that I'm one of their own.
Wow, they don't even know. They claim you.
If you wanted me to go undercover, infiltrate Towie cast, I'd go in undetected.
Yeah, I think that probably comes from you're a bit of a metrosexual, I'd say. And you look after yourself. You look quite, and that's quite an Essex trait, isn't it? So it's not. I don't think it's an insult to say they think you're from Essex. I think sartorially, you're quite, you know, you dress quite Essexy, you know.
Yeah,
you know, and then they find out you're from. Scum from Croydon, and it's really throws a cat amongst the pigeons.
I was saying that I just want to put it out there, actually. I'm just having a good time. Don't worry about me. Just having a few pints every half hour.
Just to get him through living in a hole.
No, it's not honestly, I'm drinking the happy stuff. I'll just let you people know that. But I
roll on a month's time. Yeah, yeah, no, you know, I'm just something to get me through the day, to get the school run out of the way. Just don't worry about me. It's all good.
9 a.m. in Weatherspoons.
And then it's December, and then you can be like, come on, mate. Guys, it's Christmas. Don't worry about it.
And then in January, Jack needs his medicine.
Yeah. But this is what I do, but I will get home. And I will just detox. I'll just do what I did before I come out here. Do you know what I mean? It's a good month off of it. But yeah, I know what I'm saying. Like, I sort of started a bit early. Right, I was in the day drinking, and I didn't get time to go back and get changed. So I was literally on stage in like just my indoor tracksuit bottoms. Like it's just sort of like holy tracksuit bottoms. Like it's just sort of another, and that was a night they had a photographer in. So that's the photos. This is like someone just on, you know what I mean, just taking the bins out. Just stand in the back of your shoes, not even wearing them properly. Yeah, it is. That's what you do when you take the bin, don't it? You've got to stand on the...
Yeah, those trainers that become slippers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking all of all times. So, and as you say, I do generally take pride in my appearance, but that, not that night. What a mess.
But it's exciting when you're back though, because it's like it's back to reality. You've got your comedy store shows at the end of next month. That's like it's not far away at all.
Got that? Yeah. Got like I said. Got yeah. Quite a... It's used to be fun getting back. It's just been like I know it's like. It's like the old, did I say this last week? I can't remember. You know, like that, you know, that thing of Muhammad Ali training underwater.
Yeah. That?
You did say this last
week. It's like, because there's more resistance, isn't it, underwater. When he comes out of the water, he's like lightning quick.
I don't know if comedy gigs are going to work underwater, Jack. I'm just going to stop you.
Well, yeah, but the point is, that's I think when I get back and go to proper clubs, I'm going to be like Muhammad Ali. Yeah.
Early
onset
Parkinson.
Batter some people.
Yeah.
Yeah. We both went for one there.
Mine was quite vicious. It was about early onset Parkinson's. I don't think we need to hear that again. I'm not going to repeat that.
I left that open for you.
Yeah.
But so I've got. I am looking forward to getting back.
Yeah. Are you done now? Do you think with this? Yeah. This year,
no, do you know what? I'm not. I'll definitely have that thing. I mean, you go on holiday and you come back on holiday, and you miss the people. That's all the holiday blues, didn't you?
Yeah, of course.
But I'm busy when I get back, so it should be all right.
Yeah, and it'll be nice for us to get back into the studio again. Go back to see old Krishna Guru Murphy.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I think we should say to the listeners, thank you for bearing with us for these Zoom.
Yeah,
episodes, but we will be back in the studio soon.
Oh, and actually, massive thank you to the listeners for getting us back in the top 100 on iTunes Comedy Chart. That was nice to see.
There we go.
On our way.
We're on our way. Next stop. I don't know.
Well, we need to get into the Football League.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's what we want. We want top 92.
Top 92. That's in the Football League. Then we'll concentrate on getting out of the League Two.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what we're saying, because this is a team. If the listeners want to help with that, like, review,
subscribe,
share, subscribe.
5 stars. You know when people go, "Oh, it'd be lovely if you have 5 stars." No, just 5 stars would and just do it. Just do 5 stars.
Do it now, even if you're driving.
That's bad advice. That's bad advice.
It would be a great thing. It would be a great last thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're cutting him out. Just be like, what was he doing? Oh, hang on. He's listening to a podcast. Must have been good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't care. I want to give this 5 stars. I'm looking away, stopping paying attention to the road for just a second. This needs 5 stars.
Yeah.
It needs sharing.
Can you do Siri, give it 5 stars.
Yeah.
I don't know if that works. Right, Siri. Right. Hey, Siri. Get to the good stuff with Jack Skipper. 5 stars on Apple iTunes.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think this bit's getting 5 stars, but like, yes. But you know what I mean? The other stuff.
No.
Like, think about when Jack's brother was on. Give that.
So, hang on. I'm just trying to save a life here. Do you know what I mean?
But I mean, the whole time we've been discussing this review share thing, think about how many times you could have reviewed it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's your own quickly. Time you're wasting.
You could have easily pulled into the hard shoulder and been fine now. Do you know what I mean? You don't even need to pull into the hard shoulder. It says emergency only. This technically is an emergency because we do need those stars.
And if you want to subscribe to the Patreon, you can do that while driving as well. But even if you're not driving.
Yeah, easy.
Hey Siri,
you don't have to be driving. Like, you can be walking if you want.
That's true. Yeah, don't just get into the car to subscribe to the Patreon. You can do that. Yeah, do that. You can do it sitting down in an armchair easily.
Exactly, and you'll hear loads of exclusive stuff over on Patreon as well, won't you?
My word! I tell you what, there's some. I mean, last week's story. I don't like for the good ones that have already heard it. Last week's story from Marty. I've got another story from Marty. Sibbo's in touch. We've got some good stuff this week. Honestly, I'm excited about this week's extra.
Let's shamelessly start leaving bait as well to get him over there.
All right. Okay. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, if you want to get in touch, what listeners can do now, they can get in touch with us. We've got an email address, goodstuffwithjack@gmail.com. Email us your stories if you want. We'll read them on the extra podcast, or you can slide into our DMs on the Instagram. Get to the good stuff podcast. Is it Get to the Good Stuff official? Something like that.
It's official.
Yeah, slide into our DMs or slide into Jack's DMs if you want.
Slide into mine. I get a few of them.
Are your DMs open, Jack?
They are open. They're open. Actually, if you want to sign to the Patreon, I'll let you know which TV celebrity slid into my DMs.
Ooh. Interesting. He's mouthing the words Vernon K at me and Tom. No, that's right. Really? Like, what, as in a lady looking to say hi?
A lovely looking lady.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I wasn't sure you were going to specify the gender, but okay.
Let's leave it. I'm going straight. Let's record the extra one now. Right. Listeners, subscribe to the Patreon if you want to hear the rest of this conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you later, guys.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.